What it do, what it do, what it do. You know what it is, baby. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. It's your boy Outlaw Uop in the building. Got my co-host Rhetoric here with me.
Hey, man, you're listening to the greatest podcast in the world. Rhetoric in the building. Got my team here. We ready. We lit. Let's go.
Yes, Sirski. Got my co-host Jody in the building.
Y'all niggas is haters. Y'all what's happening? Like, what's happening? That's why we can't. This is why the brand can't
bro,
go.
Shut bro. Up, bro.
My boy Jody in the building.
Oh, we here though. How y'all doing?
Everybody Gucci. Got friends of the show, reoccurring friends, man. My boy EP from management.
Yeah, man, EP from management. We live, we here, checking in, what's going on?
Yeah, my boy Prime Time, no Dion, holler at the people.
What's up, people? What's up? I am, I'm locked in. I'm locked man. What's up, people?
How much? What you got on the over-under for this Celtics-Memphis game? What you must got on? You look, got 300 on.
I'm fucking with the basketball.
You don't bet on basketball?
After the Super Bowl, I'm done betting.
Okay, you're just a football guy.
I set it down. I said I might get some final action, but
the worst time to bet is the fucking final.
I ain't going in there and betting no basketball.
Yeah, that's the worst time to bet.
But March Madness take care of that, though.
You really win with the college basketball. College basketball gets you right.
Yeah.
I can't do none of that.
So I'm saying, y'all watching it on YouTube, this is why y'all see us looking up, because niggas got prop bets and shit going on. Niggas got 24-point games need to happen and shit like that. So niggas got the parlay going, so that's why you see everything going on.
He gonna get it.
But
we got my boy Dub Don Dada on the ones and twos, man. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you holding it down.
Yeah, keep shit rolling this time.
That shit sound a little weird.
I'm at large. You can't have fun with these two guys. I ain't worried about them. I'm just saying that just sounded a little weird.
Well, King Dominicano, like that shit.
He
yelled that shit to me like King Dominicano.
I'm saying, not too much on my nigga, relax. When I first heard, I was like, okay. But then when you said something, I was like, okay, I'll see that too. So,
Let my nigga clean it up, though.
I ain't think my boy, yeah.
I can't put the camera on my nigga. Let him clean it up.
I ain't
Hey, it's on you, bro. Let's clean that shit up. That's you, nigga. It's you. Clean it up.
His coat look like it's made out of rice cakes.
There we go. Okay.
So all right. I ain't even worried about it.
Come back with one. Come back with one. I got the Packers.
Lamb chops.
That shit, half lamb, half packing material.
Pack
that shit there was funny.
Secondly, this dirty nigga behind the board know that I called him that.
What? He said shit to me.
It was before. Y'all asked me to clean it up. I'm gonna clean it up.
He accepted it.
You guys, but he know why I did that, because y'all came here like it was some wild shit.
Because I said, okay, I see why.
Remember, we was telling this nigga like he really be trying to be superior with that Dominican shit, but he really Haitian.
Okay. Just say, I'm letting my nigga clean it up. I ain't just gonna have my nigga just
y'all. And when I said King Dominicano, he was back there cheesing. He was like, oh hell yeah, like I'm gonna wear that like the people's champ.
He's the people's champ.
Like he about to go. That's about to be in his Twitter bio. And I want my 5%.
He ain't getting no 5% off of zero for this
case,
so he straight.
That was some hating. I can't defend that. That was some hating.
Man, but Dub ain't got no mic today, so he's just back there nodding, shaking his head.
We had to take the mic privilege, bro, after that last fiasco that he tried to do over here. He had a bunch of bleeps. We fucking tried to destroy the podcast, bro. Yeah. We tried to record nothing. 40 minutes of content. This nigga only got 10 minutes.
This nigga trying to break us down.
So this nigga lost mic privileges this time.
Focus on the boys.
Just make my nigga sure he's straight. We ain't gonna have no fresh shit out of this nigga today. Like, let's keep it real. So, that boy's been all right, though? Everything been straight?
Yeah, man, it's been a good week.
You know me, bro. Just doing my thing, bro. Doing what I can for the community, bro.
Man, shut the fuck up,
bro. Real pillar.
Bro, why this nigga so real bad, pillar, bro?
Pillar walk. See, you one of them old spin out there.
I'm just saying, bro.
I'm talking to that lady.
Nah, you called the wrong lady, bro.
Nah, I got the right lady. My grandma know her. My grandma know this lady. This lady good people.
This lady make you call that lady make you giggle.
Nah, nigga. Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. I got the other lady for you.
Okay. Nah, I don't want the other lady, you know.
The other lady calm you down.
Lady, you know.
So, no, are you like the Russell Wilson kind of nigga in the community where you like give a portion back? Like, would Russell you really
Wilson,
cap it?
No, I don't do none of that Russell Wilson.
Because y'all heard about his little charity.
Everybody
like,
do that Russell
yeah,
Wilson.
Yeah, they get like
shit.
0.24% or something.
Yeah, I think it's like 0.024.
Shit.
Like, yeah, like less than 2%. Yeah, less than 3%. Yeah, goes to the fucking. Yeah, sure. Goes less than
that. This nigga jugging. Russell, a terrible guy.
Hey, yo.
Yo, do that to the people.
That's how people.
Russell Cross. That's Russell Cross, right?
He's
now.
Not, young. He's not the only person doing that. He just pissed somebody off and they spilled the
blood. Yeah, I mean, he, you know, niggas just don't really like
that
him.
Nigga.
Just
like, yeah, we're gonna donate to charity. 2%. That
so, nigga, so, yeah, so it's less than 3%. Less than 3%.
So he had, so he got shit, like a boy. Foundation in his name type shit.
So where the rest of the bread going? Just straight to him
to finance
a quarter.
It's not a quarter that he gives out. Yes, that shit is 0.024.
No, it's 0.24.
Yeah, it's 0.24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that make a difference. It's 0.24. Shit.
So that's a quarter.
Well, is that significant? Are you saying it should be more?
I mean,
you know, you missed a quarter.
I mean, let's be honest,
capitalism.
I mean, none
guy.
Of these other
let's
places,
be honest, they wouldn't get shit without Russell.
Oh, nigga, yeah. You don't got a mic. Like, that's the reason for that.
They wouldn't get nothing without Russell.
This nigga need to relax.
So that quarter that he giving is good. Now he probably give a little
bro,
bit more.
Bro, you know
but
the reason why they do this shit is just to get off
we
the taxes.
Verify
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so like I let's mean, not act like so he's getting out of paying his fair share. So now we're saying it's cool. No, it's not cool, nigga.
So would you rather he didn't
well,
do anything?
Well, I would say it's not cool.
I'd
really
rather you pay your taxes
fuck,
if you're not going to fucking.
What if he's doing that anyway? He's giving out of tax.
No, he's doing this. This is why. That's why you have this charity event to write off taxes, so you don't have as much. Like this is all it is, and then
much.
He can leverage shit into his favor for other things, but it's not necessarily leveraging for the community.
It's
that's
as,
the problem.
It's as much. It's still
no. It's not as much, nigga. Because if I gave him a dollar, he's pocketing 75 cents of it. So there's not as much.
At what point do you feel like you've earned?
I don't, and you're doing this shrug shit in the background. I don't fucking donate to shit that is not giving money to the extra people. I understand you have to pay your workers, you have to pay people like that. But if you're fucking the CEO of fucking Red Cross and you just got a $25 million
Russell
fucking
not
bonus,
that.
Nigga, I have a problem with that.
Russell, not that though.
But he's writing his own self a bonus essentially with this shit. So that's what's going on here. It's no funny business. It's what are you illegally allowed to do? But of course, niggas, because this nigga got money, we supposed to be okay with this shit. No, nigga, we're exposing what you're doing. You're getting out of paying your fair share.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
That's not right. That's what a tax loophole is. That's the law. It ain't a loophole. It's the law.
They say that's no. They're called literally tax loopholes. Like that's literally what they're called.
Yeah, they're there for a reason.
They're there for me to be able to use, correct?
They're there for the people with.
Well, no, it's a loophole. So somebody done found it, and niggas just
they're saying if you do this, you can do that. It's allowing you to wiggle around and manipulate the system.
So the
true problem isn't that he's manipulating the system. It's there's only a certain group of people who can do that to manipulate the system, and now they're affecting everybody else's livelihood. Cause now, hey,
everybody
I'm sick. No, no. If you're doing the thing, you're doing a charity for autism, and I have kids or something that has autism, and you're not giving it to kids that have autism. You're pocketing the money and then giving us some change.
An issue with
then
that.
You're
it,
gonna have it. Then you're gonna have an issue with that.
Is that
no?
That,
he's doing a blanket of charity. Though. If you look at his shit, it's a blanket charity. It's just to give awareness,
but not for autism though.
I'm just saying. I'm just doing an example.
More just for awareness.
That, and that's why I said that the way I did. Like,
so it doesn't require
like,
a lot of face money.
But I mean, come on.
I'm just saying.
Bro. We already know how that's.
Do what
shit,
you
want
to do. I call a spade a spade. Anytime we're gonna go on to earn your leisure, niggas, a little bit later regarding that shit that they dropped a few weeks ago. But we're calling a spade a spade. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call a spade a spade. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. Anything. We're calling what you're doing is what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's all. If you call it hate, you call it exposing a nigga, call it what you want. That, you chose to do it because you could have just paid your high tax bill because you're
slick,
a high earner and keep it going.
In a sense, you
just taking advantage of the word charity. for legal reasons.
I don't think that's right either. I don't.
That's all I'm saying, bro. You can say you can smile all you want. You can say let's ride. You know what I'm saying? You about to lose your little office because a new coach in town. So I mean, it's cool.
Actually, but, that new coach is the best shit going for Russell.
Yeah, but he losing all his privileges. He losing his parking space, both of them.
Yeah, he should never done that dumbass shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's
why they got an office in the room.
Come on, why did he just went for that shit?
Why does a player need an office?
Yeah, why didn't he need his own office?
Just went for that shit.
Yeah, because they were just
they got a quarterback meeting room. You can sit in the quarterback room,
right? But that's a quarterback room.
It was his own. Designated office.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He don't need no office.
He don't. Hell no. I mean, but
see, Sean Payton already said that. They asked him. He was like, man, I don't know what that shit means.
That shit over with.
I ain't never heard of that.
I ain't never heard of that office.
Sean Payton.
Yeah, Russell.
Hell
no. It's a locker. That's what you
so
got.
So we can just go ahead and talk about it since it's today. It's the Super Bowl today.
Yeah, let's start there.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course, by the time you guys listen to this, the shit will be done and decided.
You know, so we're about to look like idiots. Some of us are about to.
Okay, MVP, my homeboy.
So we've already got somebody on the list.
See that being a possibility.
I mean, I'm going with my homeboys too. Like, that's my nigga. Pops, that's like our favorite nigga to watch right now. So,
watching him is like
little them light skinned niggas, don't you?
We do. We gotta trust him,
bro. I was gonna say,
my dad likes to joke around calling him his son.
Watching him is like watching Steph almost.
the one he never had.
He probably doesn't care about football. I wish you were him.
So you got
does
the
that
Eagles?
Make you feel some type of way?
It does. It's a joke.
It does. You got the Eagles?
Joke. Yeah, I want the Eagles to win, bro.
Why?
What's your better interest in the Eagles?
Black quarterback Jalen Hurts.
They're both black.
We met Daddy last week. That boy is black.
The Eagles are a feel good story. Jalen Hurts was underrated. You know, pretty much his whole NFL career, nobody thought he could be able to play at this level.
Well, he wasn't really underrated. He just had
So if he loses, that doesn't neglects all those.
Hell no.
So I mean that.
I just wanted to put him on the highest peak.
Even if they lose, you wanted to kind of be a turnaround like Joe Burrow was off losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like I want people to give my boy Jalen his respect. You know, what I'm saying I think he's a good quarterback. I think he could be a
like a long-lasting.
A lot of niggas is talking down on him though. Where it seems like they're trying to say that he Chris Sims didn't he say. I think the Eagles got their opinion.
Yeah, yeah. But he hasn't. He, of course, and that's why I kind of want his team to win. Mm-hmm. They got some of my favorite Georgia players on that team, so I'm a little biased, man. I want the Eagles to
win.
Now we talk about who I think go win. It's a little different because I'm kind of leaning more towards the Chiefs, but I want the Eagles to win. I think the Chiefs. Will win, but I want the Eagles to win.
I don't know how, bro, because the Eagles.
The Eagles team is good.
The Eagles is a good team. They've been playing well all season.
They got a better team. They got Jordan Davis.
I want them boys. I want Jordan.
I think that the Eagles have. I think that the Eagles, what the Eagles are doing on offense and defense definitely makes them a tough out. But there's been teams that do not have what
the Chiefs have put things
on paper that's like, okay, we can go at them.
Don't forget Kelsey.
I know for a fact that Andy Reid and Eric B going to be able to scheme up some things to get the points.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, when you're looking at Patrick Mahomes' numbers, he's number one against every defensive coverage that they put out against him.
Man, cover three, cover two, cover six.
And even after last week,
so as long as Patrick can figure out what they're doing on defense, then the Chiefs is probably going to have a lot of success.
It's going to be an offensive shootout. Bro.
I don't think so because I seen the Eagles get them off the field. I mean, I seen the 49ers get them off the field.
49ers is an elite defense.
I seen somebody else.
The Cowboys is an elite defense.
The Cowboys, the team, the Giants, all these teams, get them off the field.
Let's keep it a bean, okay? This is going to be a two-score win by the Kansas City Chiefs. We're talking about fucking Patrick motherfucking Mahomes. This ain't Rudy Poo other niggas that's out here. We seen what this nigga is capable of. This nigga is him with a capital H.
Yeah.
We're not talking about no other body else. This is legit that nigga. I'm not even just talking about it because he's one of my favorite players. I'm talking about from what the fuck I've seen.
Yeah.
That nigga makes plays that nobody else can make.
Patrick Mahomes is
we
special.
Seen this nigga do it, bro.
Patrick Mahomes
you seen this nigga
special.
Stretched out, yeah, full extension, special. Throwing the ball.
It was the AFC Championship. Accurate. I seen you go out there one leg and really go crazy.
Like, so let's just, that's not even
well,
like Jalen is
this
cool.
Is what, this is why, and people been talking about the ankle. The motherfucker went out there and played the next week on a sprained ankle
and ball. Ball.
You know, so they give him 2 weeks to recover and to continue to do whatever the hell the trainer was doing in that 1 week. She could do that now for 2 weeks, almost 2.5 weeks.
Every day.
He that no, ankle ain't gonna bother him today.
And I know
he got
the satisfaction of going out there and knowing I'm the best player on the field.
Jalen
got
to be able to throw to the right side. If Jalen can throw to the right, then it's gonna be trouble.
They got young niggas with confidence. I hope
they do.
Cause
we ain't seen
they've been playing like six rookies, right? No, we're talking about Kansas Chiefs.
Oh yeah,
they've been playing like six rookies on defense. These young boys got confidence.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, I don't know. That Eagles offense is potent, man.
They got Devontae Smith, AJ Brown.
They do a lot.
Tight end, Goddard.
The Chiefs are young where you want to be young at.
If the Eagles can get pressure with four, they'll be
a good
one.
Hold on.
They got a hell of a D line.
Hold on, real quick.
They got a good O line.
Sue been following every superhero, Super Bowl champion since 2020.
My nigga Key, hell Southern, though. How could you not go with that?
I'm going with you.
We got to go with that. That's our man.
I'm going with you.
The
Chiefs got some Southern.
That's a good dude right
players
there.
That I fuck with heavy too. They got me.
I might get his jersey.
They got Malik Herring over there.
What's the jersey? What's with the NFL niggas?
Nigga, that shit crazy from the Kobe Dean and what's the Kobe Dean? They were just in the goddamn national
championship. Now they in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl the next year.
Yeah. Malik Herring too.
That's the interest in the Chiefs winning. So
same shit. So
fuck it. I
Jordan playing tonight? Is Jordan playing?
Jordan Davis, he should be. N'Kobe Dean playing too. So yeah, I don't know. We're gonna see though. The game come on in a few hours, so we'll see how it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
we'll
see that I'm right.
Mahomes MVP.
He was on it.
28-17.
So I got the Chiefs winning, but I want the Eagles.
Two scores. Which I got. Everybody give a score. Which I got.
28-17. Chiefs.
Oh, score. I got 35-28. Chiefs.
I got 30-20 Chiefs.
Y'all disrespectful to the Eagles.
31-28 Eagles.
31-28. That's
too.
A good score.
31-28. I was going to say 31-28
as well.
I think it's something around there. 31-28,
31-27. I give them a last second touchdown.
I don't think it's just
going to
be
Nah, ain't
no two-score game.
I think it's one-score game. I think it's one touchdown, extra point win it. I think it's going to happen in the mid-fourth, maybe late fourth quarter.
And the script is in.
28-17.
The script is in. I just want y'all to know. The script is in.
28-17.
If the script is in now, if there is a script, yeah, I think the script will be favored towards Patrick Mahomes. So if there is a script.
The one that got released, what was supposed to be 37-34, right, Chiefs?
Yeah.
The script that got leaked
the
out.
Eagles. I seen the Eagles or something.
So y'all
shit.
Seen some scripts?
Yeah.
Well, man, no, there was a some dumbass yeah. look. It
somebody
really
making
it was after the Arian Foster.
It was just somebody
making script out football.
Does Arian Foster have CTE?
I think he's just don't give a shit no more because he out the league. Did you watch the clip? I think it's Arian Foster. Arian Foster was saying that shit. He was playing. Arian Foster probably might have been exhausted. His pitch might be exhausted. Arian Foster had a short career. He wasn't that good that long.
So he didn't really.
That's why that was funny when that buddy.
Nah,
buddy
well, nah, he's not. Nah,
he was good
fucking,
for a hot minute.
He kept getting hurt.
This nigga went vegan and couldn't stop getting hurt.
Not too much on the atheist. Like, relax on that. Like,
just
we,
saying, bro.
That had nothing to do with either one.
What?
I'm saying
a lot of niggas who believe in God really hard got their knees crushed.
His career fucked up.
It wasn't because of that, though.
You don't know what people really believe, man. People might be lying.
That's true.
People might
saying
be
they do,
saying they don't, but do, or saying they do, but don't.
Both.
Well, we think niggas really be doing a do.
You think
I don't.
You think Fred be praying on the low?
praying on the Lord. Fred
think he edgy. This nigga said
absolutely. Yeah, Fred just want to be rebellious.
I'm smarter than everybody. I don't believe.
He'd be asking Shirley to pray for him.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't got a mic, bro.
I told you that.
Why is this nigga keep talking without a mic?
This nigga
disrespectful.
He'd be asking Shirley to pray for him.
I've never asked my mother to pray for me. Don't do that.
You grew up in a Christian church now. I don't understand.
I was a Catholic. I was a Christian.
Christian church. He got touched.
But that's why I don't. I read the book.
That's why you know. Like,
that's how I know. Like, bro, donkeys don't talk ever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you must say, see Shrek, nigga.
Yeah, it's a movie. Man,
Shrek, them niggas be talking like a motherfucker.
A fake movie, just like the fiction.
The fiction,
just like the fiction in the Bible.
Like the fiction.
Bible,
the
fiction.
The fiction.
Lord, please, will you strike this nigga down?
No, he's not going to. He's never done it before.
Why is this me?
Never happened.
I don't know why he's telling.
It's never happened.
Not too much on my God.
Relax.
This nigga is sick.
Yeah. Bro, I was just thinking about the other day the songs that they used to have us singing, bro. Like, I know how to
give examples.
I know how to do. I know one in Swahili, bro. I know like this is the day.
Sing that shit.
No.
We going through the roof.
No.
Can I just say it?
Yeah. No.
Can I say it?
I don't want to hear you.
So it's Sikunihi Guanamefeya Fura Shein Shangali Yangni. And so what that basically means is that's no Swahili, nigga. It means this is the day that the Lord has made.
Another ritual.
Oh, you talking about
the song? Yeah, it's that song.
You the one who wanted this shit.
I didn't want it. I was indoctrinated, sir. I was pushed into it.
Nothing like that.
They used to make us sign a contract when I was 5, bro. Like, you had to sign a contract to go to the school. Like, you know, you really had to sign a contract to go to the school. To say that you was going to abide by all the rules. Like, as a kid, you had to sign it as well.
And believe in Jesus.
Well, they didn't put that on the docket, but they heavily
So do you know, like, any Muslim
hymns? Schools?
No.
Would you send your son to a Muslim school?
You don't know any Muslim hymns? Is that what they call it?
I wouldn't want to deal with the,
what do they call the Muslim congregational singings?
They sing. It's just they don't have no hymns.
You know how you got the hymns?
They sing.
Yeah, they sing, but I think it's mostly like prayer based.
I'm saying, like, y'all have hymns.
I haven't attended, actually.
Okay.
I was right. Like, I told y'all. Stephen Jackson.
I'm learning slowly but surely.
This nigga is not Muslim.
Well, yeah.
You can't tell people you Muslim until you Muslim.
This is what I'm saying. He's converting.
I'm finna be.
Oh, you converted?
He's converting. He's working on it. Like, he's on his path.
He's on his path.
You know what I'm saying? Just because grandma showed us, you know, about the Bible, he learned.
Yeah, he had that. Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I just want to know.
Eddie Murphy wasn't his daddy. You know what I'm saying? So
I just
want
to know how to Muslim.
Damn, Fred. You all right? He's going hard.
I said Eddie Murphy? Y'all talking about you people
that ain't referenced the movie. Y'all niggas so fucking psyched.
Like we said, I'll fight the pecking order.
That nigga didn't even put that drink down.
I've been thinking about this show all week, bro. We have to turn this motherfucker up. And it's going, we're going there.
The goddamn lemon drop.
We're going there. We going there. Like, this is the type of shit that we going to be doing.
You ain't talking, nigga. You all tropical drink ass nigga yourself. What you got down there, Minute Maid? Nigga, that shit ain't in my liquor, though. Ain't nothing in my cup empty.
So, like, is there such thing still as a girl drink? Like, is that still a thing? Like, buying a girl drink?
Buying a girl a drink?
Maybe like a daiquiri.
But, like, when I used to go out, when I was out dating, that was the move. You buy a drink.
You still buy girls a drink.
You buy her a drink, but he's saying, is there a beverage specifically for gender still?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I feel like niggas...
I don't really like sweets. So I drink everything daiquiris. On the rocks.
I get daiquiris for Lakers, though. I feel you.
Yeah, I get everything on the rocks. I don't really like mixed
Cosmo
drinks.
Cosmo lemon drop.
What, for what, a woman?
Not for yourself.
No, I'm saying, like is there like, I don't mind it.
Those
like,
are women drinks.
You thank you.
Just, no, I'm saying. Those not necessarily women
drinks. Yeah, I mean, but that's what they get. Yeah. Sometimes.
Like, I went to Atlanta Steakhouse, and they have like a
that's just like saying all mixed drinks are women drinks.
That shit was fine.
Like, would you get a sex on the beach?
I don't get mixed drinks, so no. Me personally, no, I will not. But I wouldn't judge a man if he got a sex on the beach. It's a drink.
You know what I'm saying? Like
some dudes don't like the taste of alcohol either. You know what I'm saying? I don't think if you like the taste of, because that's why people get mixed drinks, because they don't like the taste of alcohol. So I don't think that's a gender-based thing. Like, shit, I don't like alcohol. I'm going to get a mixed drink, something that tastes different. Me personally, I'm on the rocks. I'm on the rocks with everything.
No, I feel you.
I'm straight with everything. Straight.
No, I mean, I get a mixed drink. I don't give a damn. I get
I can't do like a Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island. It's
Long Island is a mixed drink of liquor, though. Like, Long Island is straight liquor and a splash of Coke. It ain't nothing else in that bitch. It's just like five different liquors and a splash of Coke.
Yeah, I try to get a margarita. I can't do the margaritas.
I wouldn't get a blue motherfucker. Like, I go to Papa Do's and I get the Swamp thing. Okay. Like, that shit is good as fuck.
Yeah.
It's a little frozen drink. Yeah, my mama be getting that shit. I drink the fuck out of that shit. I ain't drinking no frozen.
Nothing daiquiri or frozen margarita.
Yeah, I go to the daiquiri factory with my old lady.
This one over there by the little, by the
that's the time you're supposed to drink the sweet stuff is when you're that, like.
I go to Vegas and get a daiquiri and walk the strip. I go to.
Or like Grenade on the.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I go to like Myrtle Beach. Yeah. Go to Panama and get me a daiquiri and walk around and drink that bitch.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah, I do that.
This shit really don't be doing
shit. Nah, I'm not just at the house, boy, hitting the blender. Making no motherfucker.
You ain't about to start whipping it up.
Yeah,
at the
I'm not
crib.
Doing that.
You're not the what's his name? The tipsy barber or bartender?
Nah, but dog, that nigga had me locked in. I watched like 70 videos. Like, yo, this nigga is
I see him do stuff with the wine and the Jolly Ranchers. He went crazy.
Bro, this nigga filled up a trash can with liquor
and all type of shit. Oh, that nigga who put shit in the
nigga, that nigga motherfucking that nigga. Like fucking gutted a fucking.
No, he's pushing alcohol poisoning.
That nigga gutted a pineapple.
He what?
He's pushing alcohol poisoning.
That nigga poured the whole bottle in that bitch. He's spitting that bitch and making do the little tornado and all the niggas fall in the.
Yo, bro, he's an internet terrorist. Like for real,
he is getting niggas.
Like whatever his budget is insane.
He make them college drinks. He make them college drinks. That's the shit that them college drinks.
He getting folks fucked up.
Everything, bro.
He putting wine with tequila and vodka and
ice cream and Baileys and.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
Smoothies, alcohol smoothies.
You getting thrown off of this?
Yo, yeah, whatever Super Bowl party he is at, they lit. Yeah, it's a destruction.
That nigga probably don't drink.
This nigga is a fucking. He's probably like the devil at AA meetings.
Yeah,
like, he's like on every fucking board. Don't hang out around this nigga at all.
You see him run.
So, hey, bro, let's just switch it up, man. We got to really honor the king, bro, LeBron James.
Shout out to Bronx.
Like, we really, you know what I'm saying? We've all witnessed greatness, bro. 2003, we was all youths when a man came into this league and took over. And we were all witness this shit, bro. This nigga scored over 38,000 points, more than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to all the niggas that we know, older niggas we know, was that nigga.
Everybody like, know Kareem.
Everybody has revere for Kareem.
Real name?
His first name? What was
it? Yusuf?
No, it was Wins. No, damn. No. What did it start with?
Shit, I done forgot it now.
Damn. No, I can't remember this shit. Because I know Cassius Clay is Ali. Luol
Cender.
Luol Cender.
Luol Cender.
Luol Cender. That's
Luol
what it is.
Luol Cender. That's my boy name.
No, but it's just a crazy accomplishment. And yo, just for one thing first, I just want to put out there, congratulations to LeBron James. I gave you a little hell for that tweet, but you did your thing. Congratulations. But
I don't know about no fucking tweets.
I was in his mention.
Dumb ass shit out. So,
I mentioned it on the show. So, but what I do want to say is this. Can I say this though? Can we pull out the real elephant in the room in regards to this shit? The real truth about this shit.
He's the GOAT.
No, outside of this, as just being a black man watching this, look what the fuck we got to do to have a quiet queen like Savannah. Look who we got to beat.
She's
to have a quiet queen like Savannah.
Slow down.
That was my observation. That was my observation.
I'm not going to ride with you.
That was my observation.
Get it off. Get it off. Get it off.
All time leading score.
What do you get it off? Get it off. Get it off.
This leads me to a question. I need everybody around the room to answer this.
For sure.
Do men settle more than women? Do men settle more than women in relationships?
No, I think it's a real 50-50 split.
In do men aspects. Settle more than women?
In relation to our prior counterparts, yes, because you're about to get me on a fucking. Which one? Our prior counterparts, when okay. they were getting women, these women were at least under their understanding, not as touched as much as the women that we have now.
Okay.
They're not as experienced as the women that we have now. So, yeah, we are getting a shorter end of the deal
when it
in regards to the sexual. Grand scheme of things versus what we had in the past.
Okay.
That's
but do you realistically want that now? Do you want to.
I would prefer it, yes.
Dub Don Dada, do men settle more than women, yes or no?
He's not gonna have a mic. He's not supposed to be talking.
He's gonna say no, my boy.
I think it's a healthy split on both sides.
I don't think that men settle more than women. We outnumber them.
I think it's more than women.
In the city alone, is more than
that's what I'm saying. Like I shouldn't. Never say that. They outnumber us, so we have a larger pickings. You see what I'm saying? So it's no reason for us to settle when it's more of them that we can choose from. So we should make the right choice more so than settle. Whereas I think I'm not going to say that they settle neither, because again, you can't want a certain type of woman and not be a certain type of man.
That's real.
And that goes both ways. Right. You can't wear a type of man and not be a certain type of woman.
That's what goes back to my point. So,
we know a lot of women want a certain type of man, and a lot of women ain't that certain type of woman.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why it's the man's choice to be able to pick. You see what I'm saying?
Men are the gatekeepers of relationships. Women are the gatekeepers of sex. Women control the access to sex. Yeah. Men control the access to relationships. Can't be in a relationship unless the man say so.
Hey, we together.
Can't have sex with a woman unless the woman say so.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I do think that what you're saying. But we also have to understand, though. Some truth to it.
Hold on, what you're saying to add it to your point. We also understand that every man, for what Keywan is saying, doesn't get the same ball thrown at the pitch. Right. Not every man is getting the same pitch.
No, that's fair.
So we have to.
What you mean by pitch?
Like the same. It's approach. Like so when you come up there, you might be a nigga that don't have a lot of money, but you might be tall, you might be looking physical. So you might get a curveball. Mm-hmm. But a nigga who's short, ugly, not attractive, that nigga's getting—he ain't getting the ball. He ain't throwing.
They
throwing him.
They walking.
They might even not even walk him.
They walking him off the.
They might hit him with the ball.
Yeah.
And then,
So you saying that to say what
that every we can't have this conversation where we say what men
we're settling there are different because,
men, are men yeah. in regards to back in the day. If you look at back in the day, as I said, you would at least think she had been touched. You was gonna be a regular ass nigga and still could believe that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a regular occurrence for average everyday niggas. Now it is not. Yeah. If you have money, if you have it, then yeah, you can curate. Why do you think we have Leo DiCaprio who says once you turn 25, baby, I'm getting a reset?
So for you.
Because he has access to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm just saying I'm commending LeBron James in regards to being able to be this individual that he is and have a wife who we don't hear from. Nigga, the greatest shooter in the world, your wife, we hear from his wife. We both the greatest player in the league. We don't hear from him, her wife.
Yeah, but so what did you...
Unless it is to further the campaign.
So what did you mean, and I don't want to change it, but I do want to go back to you to break down what do you mean by... Look what we have to be in order to get. What did
a
you say?
Like yeah. Look at around.
She's rolling for the long haul. She didn't know he was gonna always be that.
What do you mean? This nigga did this.
No, no. This is what does you. What do you mean by that?
What I'm saying is this. Look at how she is loyal to
the all-time leading scorers.
Oh well, no. And I don't think.
Well, what I'm saying is this. Look at how she is loyal to him. How we don't hear anything of her unless it is to praise the brand that is LeBron James.
LeBron is
even compared if stepping to out,
any athlete in the history of civilization.
Aisha Curry has not done everything that Aisha Curry does is not to further the brand that
Scottie
is Steph
Pippen
Curry.
Wife.
But LeBron has the squeakiest clean Larson. Record of any superstar of all time.
Look what we have to be to get that.
NDA,
I don't think that you have to be that though, because there's some niggas out here who got some good.
Is that wife? We don't hear about her. He's the greatest actor.
That's facts.
It's some niggas out here who be regular guys, average guy who got some good loyal wives. I think
I'm not saying we just say this off mic. There are things called the anomaly and the rule. The rule is you're not. That's not to be expected. You may have an anomaly. You may have one who you. She sees your hard work and then she puts some reference to it. More often than not, she's going to be a overarching individual in the relationship.
So Jody, what that's you all? Think? Men, women, men settle more than women. Mm-mm. No.
Nah.
What you say?
No. No. Not even remotely.
I think it's about even.
Again, it's like it's just about where you're looking from. If you're going through history, that's where it's about. But if you're looking at what we're talking about right now and what we're getting.
What history, though?
I just. I
don't celebrity history? History?
No, I just explained human history where if you went 50.
Where are you getting this info from?
If you go to 50, 60 years ago.
But how? How can you go there?
Because there's things called history books. It's a library. History that has a lot of information. That says,
okay, so what
you can go on where they say, where they talked about. There's things where they talk about relationships of these times. And the expectation of these men were getting with these women were pure tin brand. That these women were not being touched, and I was an average guy.
So you finding a lot more virgins.
And all I'm saying, I'm just not that they were virgins. These bitches were probably fucking. I'm just saying that the thought, the way that they pushed out, the brand that the women pushed out was that they were virgins. We don't even get that
maidens.
Well, she just got off the porch.
And I'm saying, and some guys maybe not value that anymore. And we've been somewhat conditioned through what was going on to not value that,
so
which is
cool. You guys value your girl not having multiple sex partners? Like, I don't that's care. Something that's,
what you mean?
You don't care.
Bro.
You don't care if your girl's
in her past?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Before ain't no way of me knowing
if
that
your
shit.
Girl, if your girl, like, just say, you know, you've been dating a chick and you find out she had sex with, like, over 100 guys before you, like.
How the fuck am I finding that out?
I mean.
Just she told me that.
I told another nigga that told her. No,
just
you know?
Say another nigga came. A nigga came up to you like, bro. That's
I'm
your
not
girl,
believing
like,
the other nigga. Get your right. bitch ass out my face.
If
nigga.
It's the truth, though, what?
That's what I'm saying. It's the truth, though.
How you know it's the truth? It's maybe, all, it's maybe, all about what you want to believe.
You want to know why? You just not gonna believe your girl.
I don't.
Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
I feel
don't that. Even, I don't care.
So you just gonna be in denial.
Yeah, but
bro.
I can't.
No, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't. I try to pride myself on not getting upset on the things that I cannot control. Now, if you telling me that she's still out here fucking these niggas, yeah, that's a problem. But if we're 30 and you're telling me that, yeah, when y'all was at Georgia Southern, she was off the rip going crazy. Hey, bro. Okay, well, shit.
Young hot thing, but my bro ain't gave him brain, and she's still.
No, I'm not cuffing nobody. I'm not cuffing no woman that gave her.
That was our shit right there.
To me. Okay,
what if it's like everything you want in a partner sexually? Like, she do all the shit, like, everything, like, no complaints.
Yeah, you
don't
know,
like,
how to do everything because you done already did
it. Well, you know, I can show you. I would feel bad that you learned.
Kobe had to put up 10,000 shots.
Man, yeah, Kobe had to put up 10,000 shots. I don't want my bitch.
Yeah,
to be
I don't
want
exp- to. It's like,
I don't want my bitch to be Kobe.
I said this on the show too. Feminine
I don't
ambition,
want my bitch to be Kobe.
Feminine ambition does not attract.
I don't want my bitch to be Kobe,
bruh.
I don't want my bitch to be Kobe.
You know what it is? I don't want your bitch.
It's like
I'm gonna put the trainer wheels on your bike.
It's a fair thing to me because I know, like,
I'd rather have a bitch who fuck one nigga 100,000 times than a bitch who fuck 10 niggas.
At least you can stay down.
Or 100 niggas.
At least you can one time.
10? Yeah, shit. 10?
You stay down with one.
10 nigga. Ain't that bad. But.
So what's your cap? What's your cap?
But you can't control that. So if you find out that she have had sex with over 100 people, are you going to talk to her about, hey,
we might have to reevaluate.
How much money
do I have? What's the number that your girl said that she
out as fuck?
I'm saying.
That's not wild because. Your decision making is
question. And the nigga,
but
you said you got it from some nigga.
Yeah. Who cares? Who cares about where that? Where
you said we got truthful information. That's all I don't care
where it came from.
I
say this shit is the truth.
My thing would be for that. Well, you've been in a relationship with her.
Yeah,
if nothing in the relationship told you that she could be this type of person, or she still is this type of person, whether it's the way her walls feel, whether it's the way that she moves, whether it's
you
know what I'm saying?
Like babies and that shit.
That's what I'm saying though. But if you I'm just saying though, hypothetically speaking, like whether it's whatever it is that y'all been in a relationship and nothing about this woman tells you that she's been that type of person, how can you say when you find
it's
out?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Let me answer why I say that. Because look, if you're my woman, That means you are like, you gonna be my trophy. You are something. Thank you. That, you are something that you are.
You are a representative you are of me. Like, you are a satisfaction. So,
wait, wait, wait.
Let me finish.
You are something that I hold. You are something that I'm saying. Like, you
put that down after that one.
My nigga,
let me say, like, you are something that I hold. At a high esteem.
You can't call it a high
value and claim.
You can't.
That's
a misogynistic. Oh my God. Yo, his W-2 say he can't.
Because instantly the women is. Because
instantly. W-2 say he can't. Right?
No, instantly women is going. No.
She went to the ATM. I want my trophy. Let's come to
because instantly women gonna say I'm not your property. You
that's
don't objectify
cool.
me.
Then go home.
I'm not. It's not
go
your
home.
Property. You ain't my
then
property.
Go home.
So.
Then go home. If you're not my property, go home. Go home.
Be saying that if your girl was in.
Go home.
Let me finish what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna hold you at a high regard and standard. And if I know that over 100 men have been inside of you, I can't hold you at that.
I'm not a status. You're not a status symbol anymore.
How are you going to know?
What's the number
where it would be like, all right, after you done fucked this many niggas, oh, bitch, we got to have a discussion.
Shit.
But see... Yeah, give your number because I'm gonna push back on that shit.
It's about quality for me.
What number?
Like,
if you're sleeping like skateboarding, what number is too much? Now we're talking about
you valuing more what other people think than her and how you feel about her.
Yeah.
Because regardless, again, that goes back to...
I can't trust your decision making if I know you let 100 different niggas enter you.
If you let 100 niggas enter you, you've been in a relationship with her for 2 years and then you niggas have seen you posting her online and then it hit you up in your DMs like, hey, bro, I'm just going to keep it a buck. Boom, boom. She was like this in college. Woo, woo. But nothing in those 2 years showed you that she was that type of woman. Regardless of what he's saying is true, because three other people came and told you, and you know what, more than one person told you that it's true. But nothing. You're telling me that those people coming to tell you would now change the value of what you think about your woman. So then that questions how you originally felt about her.
What I'm going to tell you is, when those people tell me these things and I come back and we have a discussion and she confesses to me, like, yeah, babe, like, back in the day, I was off the chain. I was fucking hella niggas. I done fucked over 100 niggas, baby. I done had over 100 different chicks. But I done changed now. She wanted to know over these past 2 years. And that's where the discussion happened.
Right.
I'm not saying that when I find out, I'm kicking your ass to the curb.
Right.
We gotta have a discussion.
My thing is this.
And bitch, if you come to me and you tell me like, man, I'm remorseful of that. Like, you know, I don't know what was up with me. That's not me. You know what I'm saying? I was going through some shit and I was just looking for love and whoop de whoop.
Oh, baby girl, you got bad eyes.
I'm not saying that this is what I want to hear. I'm just saying, like, you come to me with a valid, something that I could understand and I could be like, okay, damn, baby, like, you went through that. You know, we could work on this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just letting you know that now that I know that you've done these things, it does make me question your decision making and question like your self value, your self worth. Like,
how do even you if even in those 2 years
after that, even if it hit the same every time.
I mean, for me, it's not gonna be just like that.
It ain't
no.
about hitting the same now, every it, time.
Yeah,
but even in those 2 years that she shows you that she's make good decisions,
yeah.
You guys were able to build certain things together. You
she
are talking about building
shit.
Certain things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How much money
so,
was
so
did
you
I
can't
have
judge her off of old decisions because you made you in college, nigga. I was going.
But you're a man. We can't have that mindset. But it's not the same. We're not the same.
Women studies show that women value men who've had multiple sexual partners. Like women don't
because
like
because there is a thing that shows that other women like you.
So they don't like inexperienced.
That's just what it is.
They don't like inexperienced men. They don't like men.
They're gonna want you to do that.
Shit, what's the percentage? I forgot what it is.
My thing is this.
It's a high ass percentage. Over like 60% of men between 18 and 30 are virgins.
Yeah, I mean somebody.
Like these niggas is virgins.
It's a lot of guys who aren't getting chucked.
A lot of guys ain't.
That's
pissed.
Why I said
you know what I'm saying?
A lot of niggas ain't that's getting why I said. Pussy. It's about the pitches you're getting. A lot of niggas aren't getting
pussy. A lot of niggas not getting pussy, bro. It's the same.
At all.
Yo, it's the same crazy. Few niggas.
At all.
Bro, look the numbers up. It's the
you
same.
You ain't trying.
You ain't no.
If they are
trying,
getting pussy,
bro.
They're paying for it. Like, yeah, they're that, like, they're literally a group of men who are not fuckable.
For that.
There are groups of men who are not, but no, I do that out of convenience, not because I'm not fuckable. There is a convenience for that. But there are men that do it because they can't get nothing else.
No, there is, like, look at it's studies that show that shit. Like, most of the women who have children by the same, like, 20% of men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same men who
same basically are they fall in the same category.
Pregnant all these same women. Like, it's the same dudes who not
Genghis Khan. If you look in China, Genghis Khan. Granted, he did do that unforcefully.
But
he had a percentage of people have his DNA. Like, there's a large percentage of people who still have a lot of his DNA in them. Because when you're a powerful man in society and in community, that's just what
happened. He populated the earth. He did, bro. He did.
He did his power.
Before he was population.
He was an ancient person in his society, and he had power. Nah, he there was nobody who was going to stop. There was no laws. There was no United Nations. All that shit just could happen.
So that was just fucking life.
That shit is real, but no, like, we got to have a discussion, bro. We got to talk about this because anytime you get new information, you got to reevaluate the situation. That's just me, you know.
Again, one more time, appreciate LeBron James. Shout out to that
go.
Yeah, to that scoring title number one.
Go.
Nobody taking that. Y'all know what's funny? Before we let this go, they said LeBron was born 10 months to the date of when Kareem broke the Wilt's record. So if you do the kind of idea math, he was conceived around the same time. Kareem broke Will's record. And then was born 9 to 10 months later.
Wow. The record was older than LeBron.
Huh? The record was 10 months older than LeBron.
Yeah.
So literally, if you're the kind of person who believes you're alive at conception.
The script.
Yeah, so he was right there. So shout out to LeBron. Shout out to Savannah. Y'all got a beautiful family, beautiful kids. Keep doing your thing, man. Hope he can play about 2 or 3 more years.
Shout out to Brian.
Cool. Y'all seen NBA YoungBoy's little billboard shit or whatever that was?
I didn't see no billboard shit, but I did see his interview.
Well, it was commercial, yeah.
The magazine billboard.
Yeah, it was with billboard, yeah. So,
the shit of the interview?
Mm-hmm, yeah, his interview that he was doing. So, essentially, he was basically saying he's trying to clean up his act. He's scared of people.
Scared of people.
He's abused.
Yeah, he's
literally, like, shaking uncontrollably during the interview.
It was
like,
good acting.
Tell he was kind of...
Wow. No compassion.
Acting. I thought he was serious.
Acting job.
But I don't know.
Y'all think he was serious?
I think he really feels bad for the things he did.
Okay, where's the check at?
The check from who?
The check for all the money you made spewing the hate. Nobody wants to talk about that. Yeah, when you make the money, you don't want to give it back, though, huh?
I'm giving no money.
Okay, because you're not sorry. That's all.
You're not sorry if you don't
get the money. So the only way you're sorry is
yes. Because if I rob a bank, they're going to take the money away from me.
Let's say,
you didn't just put trash into the community?
Say when we blow.
His words?
Say when we blow and they pull up Whopper, yours, or this dirty nigga Dub tweets, and they try to really press the public. You giving the money back after y'all done blew?
Fuck.
If I'm going to apologize, yes. If I'm truly sorry, I'm giving the money back.
Sorry for what?
For putting trash and smut into my community. But if I'm not really sorry, no, I'm not giving you any money because I'm not sorry. That's literally what it is. If you're sorry for what you did, prove it. The Utah mansion, all that other shit that you made off of this hate.
You saying get the money back?
Yeah, or give it to the community.
That's not how it works, Fred. You know that.
Because you're not sorry.
So on the record, just saying, like, if an issue comes and they press you.
And if I'm sorry, then I'm going to give the money I gave back. That I made from that. But more than likely, I'm probably not going
to
be sorry.
So you're going to go to $0 to say sorry.
It depends on how much money I made from that particular
action. And if he's really sorry.
If I'm really sorry. But if I'm not really sorry, I'm going to say, hey, man, I've learned from my actions.
You're not going to give the
statement. I've been so wrong.
You're not going
to. You know, I can't do that anymore. I just want people to apologize. I just want to say, I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have did it, man. That's not who I am. And I'm going to be different.
That's what he was saying?
So, no.
And then hop in the Rari.
And yeah, go flex and go do it again. Because, like, that's what all the fucking shit is, bro. Like, don't tell me you're sorry. Tell me, hey, this shit crazy. It is what it is.
This shit crazy.
Yeah, like, it is what it is. Like,
this shit crazy cannot
I'm going to try to do better in the future.
An apology ever.
I'd rather you tell me I'll try to do better in the future than I'm sorry. Because you're not.
I don't think just because he doesn't give his money doesn't mean
shit. That's ain't good shit too. That shit is fucking capitalism.
So you know Fred not giving the money back.
I know
because I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. No,
I'm always telling.
No, I've seen your antics on the internet. You're not sorry.
You're not sorry. What the fuck?
You got that fruit fry. Good fruit.
Yeah, hey, good fruit. Fruit fry gonna be around good fruit.
So, what I'm saying is, I don't think the money. So just because you have to give money back to be sorry doesn't mean everybody.
No, I'm saying, how are you sorry if you? If I'm trying to tell you, bro, how are you sorry if I?
If you,
let's have a thing. How about this? You got on some white shoes, right?
You
got
stealing.
You got on some white shoes. He didn't earn. He earned it off of something. He just said he regrets. So what are you talking about? You just told me you regretted doing it. So if you regret doing it, you should regret the outcomes of it, which is the money.
I'm done talking about it.
I know. I mean, because I got a good argument. It's very solid. It's very sure. Because if it wasn't, you would turn it over and put some, no Vaseline on it. If it was a bad argument, it's a great argument.
Yeah, I feel what you said.
Vaseline on nothing you talking about.
I feel you, but I wouldn't do it either. if it was that solid, because it ain't no penetration in this argument.
Okay. So all great. All right. Hey, put that down.
I'll put it down when I'm done.
You'll need to finish.
Man, I mean, I feel what you're saying, but I don't agree with that notion.
Not give the money back. I wouldn't have that word for this.
Of course. Why would you want to be accountable for your actions?
I don't have
you to hold my you hold it with
you hold no, I'm saying
the label accountable.
No, I'm saying you're not sorry for what you're doing. I'm saying,
who is he giving the money back to?
You can give back to the people. You can do whatever you want with it. God's plan.
Who are the people?
God's plan.
You can go to any community. Bro, you poisoned a whole bunch of community. I saw a 5-year-old boy 2 years ago who had an NBA young boy party. So yes, you can give it to anybody. Hard. Put it to his fucking college fund. That's how about
hard.
That?
That's hard.
Anything. You can do anything to make it better.
Ain't shit hard about that. NBA young boy wet.
Okay. I like that energy.
That's a stance.
I like that energy. I'm glad he's
But he's a new age rapper. The kids like him.
That's and that's why I think boy. That can't be pooed at because like it's a wide generation gap. Like the number's not staged or fake.
Nigga
like,
said the same thing about when we fuck with 50.
Bro, it's a reason he streamed as much.
Niggas was saying that like mumble rap. That's
when it was. Well, he got solid. We was fucking with 50 Cent as kids. Niggas was doing the same shit. 50
was a menace. 50 was a menace.
He was doing the same shit. 50 was a
menace. 50 was a menace. Like terrorizing the industry. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't like Ja Rule.
No, Fat Joe. Anybody in New York, bro. They blame 50 Cent for why New York never unified.
Yeah, like 50 fucked that up.
So NBA Youngboy's been on the same shit.
Yeah.
Up until this point.
Yeah.
Nigga just had a song a year ago. We talking about fuck Dirk and Artemis.
Yeah, he's like, followed a formula that's always been present in rap.
I'm just saying, like, and all I'm saying is this, bro. You don't have to say I apologize. Just say I'm gonna do better.
Yeah,
like that's different.
But I ain't gonna involve my money in that.
You don't have to apologize. I'm gonna do better. There's nothing about apologizing. Saying to do better is saying, hey, I'm gonna change what I'm doing
because I did some bullshit.
Now that's acknowledging. Hey, I did some bullshit. I'm not changing. I can't fix that.
I can't change.
I'm
pants.
Just going to do better.
But yeah,
going. But I'm not sorry.
He's not gonna fucking change. So
of course not. It's gonna be shoot him up, bang him up. He was threatening Joe Budden and shit. Like
he's gonna do what sells.
Of course, that's his job.
And if he don't do what sells, the label pulling that shit. So it don't even matter.
Pushed.
That's what it's encouraged.
That's what we want to push and sell records.
That's why I'm fucking with Umar. We need to take all this black music to black record labels.
That's a great segue. That's a great segue.
Record labels owned by black people.
Not Korean. Not Scooter Braun.
Who won't get us
Scooter Braun is coming through.
Who won't get us to push out this fucking black death music.
All right, introduce the topic to segue since you set it up.
I mean, I guess what we're talking about, QC, right? Mm-hmm. QC has recently sold their label to Scooter Braun, who is a...
What is it called? Hybe?
Hybe
America, which is a Korean company
that owns freaking Taylor Swift.
Well, no, Scooter Braun does.
He's in business with them.
Yeah. He's the face of their American branch.
Right, yeah. And he owns, like, masters for all these fucking white pop artists.
Some of the few people that are like, actually still selling
Justin
records.
Bieber and so like he's a fucking tycoon. He's a music industry tycoon, and he just recently bought QC for $300 million, which seems like kind of.
Some people said the low ball.
Seems a little light.
I feel like money. Like, we got to keep it real. Music is not selling like it used to be.
Accurate.
No, it's not.
The price of music is very low.
You have two acts that have successfully, consistently cracked the top 40.
And you sold from the same amount as one Lil Wayne.
It's Billboard. It's been Lil Wayne, not Lil Wayne. Lil Baby and Migos are the two acts on QC that have consistently cracked that top 100, top 40 market of where they measure all music that comes on the radio and airplays overall.
That shit over with now.
You City Girls.
City Girls have had moments on the urban charts. Lil Yachty.
Moments.
Yeah, like it's been spotty.
We just saw Lil Baby on SNL.
That everybody from QC not doing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Lil Baby was on SNL.
With Michael B. Jordan.
So I mean, like I said, he's the biggest person on there. But it's
Lil Baby is in a world of his own though. Right now, you know what I'm saying?
He's hot.
Him and Drake had a game in the chokehold. Yep. You know what I'm saying? People say the what's the dude's name? That's a girl. We got a girl name. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is going crazy.
That's him, though.
Bad Bunny is going crazy.
Bad Bunny is more international.
Yeah.
That's why he's going crazy.
A lot
crazy.
Of Spanish speakers in this world.
Like this year, he made more money. But those three got the game in the
chokehold. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. What I'm saying is this in this situation was because a lot of people have been kind of being on the defense of QC and things of that nature, talking about, you know, this isn't a sellout or anything.
But they got athletes, too.
I'm pretty sure. I think everything went with it. When it's I was reading the article, everything went with it. Like, everything QC brands has went with it.
$300 million. I just feel like they got so much
more. Yeah, I feel like that's a low ball number.
The thing is this. Okay. So when it comes to kind of this industry type of shit, there is a lot more money than $300 grand that he could have got. But he has to do the work for it. Yes. And that's one thing QC guys ain't trying to do right now. They've done 10 years of real good labor. They've got it to appraisal to a decent amount. They don't have to work anymore. And if they want to do this again, they can't.
And they got these lawsuits and shit, too. Now people forgetting about that. So they selling this shit so that they don't have to deal with none of this shit no more.
It's getting all these shit,
these lawyers. Exactly. These lawyers mad about these bad contracts these artists got.
Which that's what I'm saying. In hindsight, that's better to do that now because you think as time more go by, people contracts is gonna be up. They're gonna have fulfilled their obligations. Right. They're gonna be off the label. Be opportunity to sign elsewhere. The value and the replay value of whoever was established before it come down. Like they might not have been able to get a bigger bag than right now.
Yeah, they know it's the best time to sell it.
I mean, they got to.
It's the best time to sell it.
They're
going to go create a new record label. It's going to be. They're going to go fucking make some more money. And then they're going to
be CQ next one. That's going to be the next one. CQ. Control quality. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're going to do. To me, the problem is this. Because we were talking about Kanye West in regards to his situation. And one of the things that we kept talking about was as black people, we don't have branches that are just us. So to me, the issue isn't the fact that they sold out. It's the fact of who they sold to. And the fact that we need more black holding companies like this to be able to come in and say, okay, hey, bro, you've done a good job. Your business has helped the black community. Let us incorporate it. We pay you all for your services, and we continue to grow it with the money.
There is one, but
that's what happened right now. They just absorbed it into their shit, and now it keeps moving.
And there is
QC,
one.
They still, oh my bad, I'm gonna let you finish in one morning. QC, Coach K and P still gonna work for QC. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing's changed. It's just we have a new funder behind us.
And there is one, but a lot of people don't like to do business with them, and that's Hovind now. Mm-hmm. Like Roc Nation is that.
That's true.
And Roc Nation, from all intents and purposes, P, Coach K, they're not about to give you $300 million for Roc Nation.
Why the hell not? Nigga just got $750 million.
Yeah, that's for some other shit I did on my own. That had nothing to do with Roc Nation.
That's Ducé, right?
He got his money back from
and
he
still own percentage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was his owning percentage that he sold.
No, they bought him out.
Yeah, they.
So you know how like in houses and stuff appraisals, if you're a black family, sometimes you'll get a lower appraisal. That's what they did to him. Yeah. They appraised the liquor lower than it was.
He said, "Show me the receipts and how many we have in stock and everything." And they
Will low blackball back. Yeah. That's why I think Florida.
So that's
got
how he got the 750.
Because they figured out that's the real like.
Yeah, that was the appraisal. Yeah, how much they had in stores.
So he got more, but that's what they owed.
Yes. And he still owns 24%
on top of whatever he already got.
And so I mean,
I don't know why people don't want to do business with Jay-Z. Jay-Z and them.
No, they don't want to do business with us at all. Flo Rida just had to do a whole thing where he was trying to get 5 or 6 million, and ended up getting 82.
He sued him. Yep.
Wasn't that vitamin water?
No, it was another water.
Celsius.
Bro, this nigga didn't even. Yep. Bro, look at how crazy this was. He went to sue them. He undervalued his own case.
Yeah, and the lawyer.
That's how much we don't know about this kind of
stuff. The lawyer came in and was like, nah, bro, really, we can get this.
Bro, this thing got $82 million when he thought he was supposed to get like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
That's what the lawyer's for,
man. I don't even think he went in there for that much.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't that much he was supposed to go in for. He was just thinking he was supposed to get a little bit of money. These niggas are fucking us.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta have good representation, man.
Every time.
Good representation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when like I said, we're gonna sell this one day. When we sell this one, this shit's gonna be ironclad, all that other shit. Like, it's gonna be that kind of shit.
See? The hate.
I feel it just breeds off of them.
It just faded in real quick.
It's disgusting. It's vile behavior. Stop it.
That's explained the board last week.
I'm telling you. He was trying to set us
sabotage.
Up.
Sabotage.
He was trying to destroy us. That nigga sabotage. Is
vile.
We talking about record labels, so let's just go ahead.
Well, yeah, Dub Done Dotted. The Dub, don't sign a Dub deal. Let's 80% of your this. Pub.
Let's talk Damn. About this shit right quick, man, because we a podcast. We talking about record labels. We just had one of the biggest black record label executives on a popular podcast, right? Rap-A-Lot Records, Mob Ties, J. Prince Jr., his brother Mike Prince was there too, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they actually had a discussion about the Takeoff and the Quavo situation that happened in Houston where Takeoff, unfortunately, lost his life. And, I think, I don't know if everybody in here has seen it, but I know some people, you know, online, other podcasters and other little social media personalities seen it. And, you know, a lot of people had issues with the interview. I had a few issues myself.
I had a few.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Rhetoric, I guess you could go first.
That shit was just
I reserve hard, my opinion. I don't know, Jody, if you've seen it or if you have an opinion.
I feel like Jody's our music guy, so if you want to start, or
if you have any opinion on the interview.
Yeah, I'm more, you know, I didn't see the interview.
So. Okay. Well, this shit was just disheartening because
it was really one tough thing is this, to watch.
Because one of the things
that's why I ain't watch it.
None of it had to be said.
That's my problem.
That's the shit that really was
it's
so
provoked.
You didn't
it's
have
like,
to say anything.
None of that was necessary to be stated.
Bro,
in that
Takeoff
moment.
Is around our age, bro. Yeah. Like, Takeoff is like in our group of age, bro. You did not have to bring that man mama name into
none
this.
Of that.
You did not have to say any of that. It didn't have to happen.
I don't want
to
hear Jay Prince say shit.
It's like Jay Prince, bro. Really? I respect
that's
the legend
of the
Jay
mystique
Prince.
Of it is you like don't say nothing, Jay Prince. You just show up
we,
and then shit done.
On this podcast, right. We used to never say that nigga name.
That was the legend of Jay Prince.
But this
Jay
nigga
Prince
talks so much.
Jay Prince has made himself kind of immortal now.
Yeah.
He kind of brought himself to
he talking
like
too much.
Mob ties. Yeah. He a mafia boss. That's yeah. How. That's how.
But
that's
he,
how
he
come
he
on.
He was back in the day. He moved.
Now
he moved.
Now it's too chatty. It's too chatty. Because that's what Offset was saying. Like it felt like some like. Police shit. Like, why are you even doing that unprovoked to, like...
Well, we just gonna talk... Let's see what he said.
Damage control.
Yeah.
That's what he tried to do. He tried to go on the show to do damage control, to try to basically, I guess, clear up any accusations or false narratives that, you know...
But you can't cause spicy to the man's people at the same time, though.
Right.
That shit had already...
You can't do that. And I think it was just bad timing anyway, because, like, the same day the interview came out, it was, like, the same day of the Grammys.
Yeah.
Quavo did his tribute, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, yeah, they said they had a little argument out backstage or whatever. But, like, you know, the same day this come out is the same day this is happening. And then you got, you know, J. Prince Jr. kind of throwing it off like, yo, that shit really had nothing to do with us type shit. That and the Duke the Jeweler shit.
Yeah. I mean, it just...
The Duke the Jeweler, the Chicago dude who's down there when Boosie had the concert and he ended up dying. He kind of was like, he wasn't down here with me. He was like, shit, he wasn't down with me. He was down here with Boosie. Like, kind of threw that off on Boosie kind of backhandedly. When Boosie already came and talked about it and was like, shit... Bruh said he wanted to pull up. Like, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He wasn't really here for me either. Yeah. Like, bruh was here. He was around. He had some jewelry. We were looking at it. You know, he knew what the phone was going on. We shooting dice.
He knew what he do.
Right. He doing what he do type shit. Like, I'm not sure what really happened. You know what I'm saying? But he kind of threw it off.
Your name,
like,
Jay Prince, Junior or not, bro, you protect the folks around you, bro.
Me, you in Houston. Man, we know we in Houston. We supposed to be straight with
like
you.
Like, that, to me,
they protect they self and they name. Them niggas ain't protecting no nigga.
But that's the crazy part because it's like.
You get into some shit, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I mean, I used to live in Houston, bro. Like, I used to live in Houston. There was a nigga that I knew that was adjacent to those niggas. Like, they moved within a certain way. At least when I was out there in 2016. Like,
yeah, to your eye.
I mean, you're right. Could be to my eye. They was moving a certain way where niggas operated within a certain kind of manner. Where
you probably moving sloppy? Yeah, you don't know.
Mom ties, oh yeah.
You're right.
Nah, like, He said that shit about the Duke the Jeweler shit, and then he came back and said basically the same thing about the Takeoff shit, like it wasn't about no dice game, like they wasn't really out there arguing type shit, you know. Like, really had
nothing to do with but it. But how gun really go off and nobody arguing?
Yeah, they said shit just escalated. Bro,
we always seen the video that night.
Yeah, it was arguing. Like, fucking, Jay Prince got on there and, like, blamed everything on Migo Benz. He's like, it's Migo Benz's fault. Migo Benz pulled the gun out. Migo Benz shot.
What part of the game is this?
Migo Benz
snitching. It was some police shit.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He said Migo Benz was snitching. He was like, yeah, Migo Benz snitching, making these false statements. You know what I'm
he
saying?
He said all this on the interview?
What the fuck was Gilly saying?
Nothing. Bro, that was the crazy part.
That's where it comes to me.
They let him rock the whole way.
Like, Jay Prince, yeah, you said what you said. You know, that's not like
you could have said that on Instagram.
That's not in your
Gilly and Wallow don't want to get touched.
But Gilly and Wallow, they act like they street niggas.
Until you meet real street niggas.
Gilly and Wallow to
you
me.
You got real street niggas sitting in here on your interview. Gilly and Wallow was the ones I was more disappointed in, when he said with Thug and them, they was real vocal.
Like, they was trying to really prevent Thug from all the shit that happened to him.
I mean, because Thug, a fucking 30-year-old man, shit, them nigga farted.
Yeah, Jay Prince grown ass man. Yeah.
So yeah, that's where it kind of got me to where it's like, damn, bro, like, you know, y'all don't usually allow this on y'all platform
at all. They respect Jay Prince.
Like, I don't see this about the thing. It might be fear, but it's a reference in there. I feel like you can tell Jay Prince, like, damn, bro, like we know who you are,
but we don't want to do no threat. We don't want to send no threats. We don't want to send no jabs at anybody here.
Because it was already known before they sat down and put them cameras on them.
We know who this is.
Here and say what the hell they want.
Jay Prince has done on their platform before and done this.
We know who this is.
He's done that before. Yeah. I just think that shit is weak, bro. Like,
but who gonna tell Jay Prince is it's weak?
They not.
That, of course.
I think it's more weak by Gilly and Wallow to let him do that.
You don't gotta post it
for Jay Prince.
Yeah, you
do. You think they better take that of not posting it and hear from them?
What is it?
I'm not trying to get into that.
You gonna kill me, bro.
We gonna get you touched.
At some point, you gotta drop your nuts.
Right.
This is my show, bro. That's easy to say.
That's easy to say until Jay Prince come in. This motherfucker and sit down and he tell you some shit that's gonna happen prior to doing an interview, and then you say okay, and then that shit don't happen. Well, shit. Now I gotta show you who I am, nigga. Like you. You ain't a man of your word.
Rhetoric White. I'm going to be Rhetoric White. You come over here threatening me, I'm Rhetoric White.
You snitching instantly.
That shit ain't going to stop them from getting you touched, though. Charleston White ain't been talking to you. He said Jay Prince Jr. only known for raping and hitting women.
Yeah, he did.
That was Charleston White, not EP.
No, not at all. I don't want no problems with either party. Charleston White, you Mason.
Charleston White will definitely. We're going to get Charleston White on the show. We're going to pay that little five bands to get Charleston on the show.
He's going
to
like y'all.
Oh, he's going to hate Charleston. I can't wait.
You always fucking say it. Everybody get on my fucking nerves, bro. Charleston always say somebody going to fuck with you.
Charleston going to fuck with you.
So what he say?
Me and Charleston on the same shit.
Me and Umar going to be talking to you.
Umar done sent me his whole itinerary from now to fucking August.
Yeah, because he want that paperwork.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
Well, hold on, we're going to do it. We do good business,
Umar. That nigga want that money on. That nigga want that money on, boy.
I got a nigga who know Umar.
he going to be on your ass.
I can't wait,
because you... You think it's gonna be one thing, but it's really gonna be something. That nigga Umar gonna run you up out of here. Umar gonna be like, oh yeah, my nigga, he gonna test your ass the way you fail. Nigga, that shit gonna be.
He gonna be talking about some mama guy. He gonna be like, well, nigga can't ask me shit.
Nigga gonna be on your ass.
Nigga ain't really fucking. I don't even want to go in because I'm really finna go in on Umar and I'll fuck with Umar.
Nah, nigga, stop.
We gotta pay the nigga first. Let's pay the nigga.
Umar can't question me, nigga. I got direct ties.
He going to, nigga, if y'all gonna be friends.
Nigga related to Frederick Douglass. Y'all better don't not too much on Umar.
Umar related to Frederick.
Yeah, Frederick Douglass. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. That's a real nigga right there.
I'm related to motherfucking Uda Moses.
Oh, shit.
I know a nigga really about it, really over there, really in the trenches, really in Africa right now. Get it out of the mud.
Oh, man.
With a goat.
Killing shit.
We've been killing goats.
Killing shit.
Ain't nothing.
All right, man. So we got to get into this
Earn Your Leisure shit, man. Y'all, did y'all see that video I had sent y'all a few weeks ago?
That boy, Prime Time about to get real testy.
Yeah, what happened? I didn't see
it. So there was a video they dropped by, it was probably like a month ago now, where they basically was saying that the middle class, there's an attack on the middle class, is what I'll call it. Essentially, what he said was the middle class was no longer was the worst thing that ever happened to American society. And he went into this whole little monologue about how it promotes people to be less than and all this other stupid ass corny shit. Let's be honest with you. Earn Your Leisure, y'all niggas are fucking white supremacists that dress like Jay-Z. Ooh. So let's just keep it a bean in regards to that. What y'all promoted?
Nah,
wait,
nah, nigga.
I'm telling you why. Because what they've promoted, what they have always promoted on their platform has been white adjacent supremacy ideology in regards to finances and business. They have never once, I've gone through tooth and nail to find some type of labor discussion, some type of anything in regards to that, man, that actually helps people in a real way. Not just say, hey, go get this debt and hopefully you can flip this and somebody, and then you'll get a tenant who's going to put money into them, all this other fucking shit that they try to act like it's going to happen. When most people,
they got a certain audience now.
There is a certain audience that people don't want
to
do that.
Do you have to do to tell somebody to put in the work?
Like, but what I'm saying is, my work, for, I'm talking about the type of work you're explaining for. You're explaining work for people who have disposable income. That's not a majority of black Americans. Well, that's your pitch is to say, we're helping regular black Americans. Helping regular black Americans, and I'm going to get into my point so that I can make sure it's understood. Helping regular black Americans, labor unions. Those are what help people on a daily day front to get money exactly from the companies that give them their 40 hours a week to.
That's not their platform. you're criticizing their platform because of the platform that they chose.
The
platform that y'all chose is what y'all call that shit? The Black Variety, so he could judge you and say, nigga, you just in here gossiping on your platform. Nigga, he could say that.
You didn't react to my criticism. No. My criticism is, if you were saying, hey, this is just to put people who have money and put more money into their pocket.
Why do I got to say that? I don't have to say that.
Because you're using language of a revolutionary group.
You're using the same language
that the Black Panthers use, that Frederick Hampton used.
I'm giving y'all information.
You're using the same language they use in regards to
galvanizing people. So what language am I supposed to use? I'm using the language.
I'm a greedy motherfucker. That's the language. Speak that
talk. I'm helping people make money.
No, you're not. You're telling people how to exploit your other man, your fellow man. That's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, you go get an apartment, you go get this little 4-door condo, live in it for a year, and then you can rent it out to an exploited family so that they can give you the last little bit.
House hacking is because
because you're using people who need residents.
So what the fuck does apartments do?
They're doing the same thing. They are exploiting people. When you're doing all this
okay for the white folks.
No, it's not.
But when the black folks try to come in and find a way to make money, because you're calling it exploiting, and it's really a way to make money. You're providing living to a black family. It's black folks who got government assistance, who got nice-ass homes, who white folks would not damn show that no government assistance put over their home that they got, that they're renting out to people on Section 8 just to provide them a better lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? So what you're saying is
minority. Talking about the people who are the minority who are actually going out and helping people, that's good. I appreciate landlords that do that. But the overarching majority, the market in and of itself, is that people are saying, hey, we're putting $2,000 apartments for 1,500 square feet. That is the normal market price. That is what people are doing. The people are not saying, hey, you know, my mortgage a month is $1,000. I'll make you pay $1,100 so that I get a look. No, they're not doing that.
They want the whole
country. They're saying, hey, I'm doing that. And okay, that's cool, but you're doing the same thing the white people are doing. You're not helping us progress. What you're doing is saying, hey, one of us is going to be the exploiter. One of us is going to be the exploiter. That's all you're saying. You're going to say, Kiwan, because you have what's going on, you have certain opportunities and income, you can be the exploiter now. You're going to be the one who'll be able to provide and create all these houses that we all have to pay for.
Because
that's what you're doing.
That goes back to living above your means. Whatever I'm charging for my shit, yes, it is. I can also say off of your argument, it's like I told you, it's a certain audience that they're watching their shit, right? You can call it what you want to. If that's the case, then the broke audience shouldn't be going to do what he do, going to do nothing that they're talking about. They should be learning how to be more financially secure and taking the financial literacy that they're providing and trying to build off of that.
Literate when the shit that you're reading is zero.
Oh,
can't man. Be literal when you're financial literate, when you spend all your money on
but
your
but that got something to do with shit. Them.
Yes, because they try to portray themselves as people who are going to take people from working class environments to this upper echelon thing. That doesn't
and they
happen.
Do. And only yes, they do.
They take few people. Only 8% of people die in the same
everybody can't listen, come. This shit listen, ain't for everybody.
Listen, only 8% of people die in a higher class than they were born in. Only 8%. That means the system is not designed for you to do that.
There is people in middle class yes, that are still people. Doing that is doing what he talking about.
Yes, that doesn't stop. They, and you
it's
know
called
they
passive
go,
income.
And they don't go
so
from
passive
middle
income
class
is
to higher. Shit. They don't go to higher 1% from middle class.
So
they don't do that.
To this discussion, and you know,
how many is our inside voice?
I don't
so
never really. I don't never.
Kind of fuck on my ear.
This don't happen often, man.
Passion.
But Fred is right. I don't. You don't normally agree with Fred, but Fred is right, man. Fred is right. Fred is right. Fred is right.
What is he right about, though? You saying he's right?
Fuck all that. So what the fuck should we do now?
He's right
nigga?
About.
We're
right
talking
about
it. What's,
okay.
what's
the message that they
we
say?
We start with what we are.
What is he right about?
People.
He's right. To me, he's right about his criticism of Earn Your Leisure. I can understand the criticism of Earn Your Leisure.
What exactly is because I don't understand
that they're helping the betterment of black people.
I'll make it simple. You are manipulating people using jargon and words of revolutionary class, and then you dress up like Jay-Z, but you're spewing white supremacist ideology. That is the problem. You are dressing up, doing a caricature, and then you're trying to sell that to black people, so they do your little your instructions, they do your little weak-ass courses, they look at your little fuck-ass charts, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, I didn't feel like this before Fred said that. I kind of was.
And so what should I do?
And you know what you do? Let's start a union. How about let's get a bunch of retail workers, the people who y'all look at the bottom, let's get them together and say, hey, we're not coming to these stores until we get $25 an hour.
Do your job got a union?
No.
You know jobs don't really got unions.
No, because we live in a state where the company can't do that. Yes, they can't do that. That's a problem. But we can vote. You can start a union. Yeah. But the company doesn't have to make it required.
So Earn Your Leisure should do that for us?
No, they can teach you. They can show you how to make. They can show you.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's what.
I'm working on a project right now. I'm trying to start a union.
Give us an example.
That's what I just want.
A union being created successfully. Then.
Amazon. What do you mean? Tons of unions. Like,
no,
Amazon.
That was like
Amazon.
That
Amazon.
So you are judging Earn Your Leisure because of the information that they're spilling out.
The face of the Amazon union is black.
Hold on, one at a time. One at a time.
You can't judge them. So you're judging them based off of the information that they're providing.
Oh man, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and I think they're not providing the information you want. No, they're not providing information for what they're saying they're doing. They are falsifying information.
Y'all cannot be this dense.
No, what I am saying is this.
They're coming to you, not just you, but because you big money. They're talking to normal people, average earning people, and saying, hey, the reason why you're in the position you're in, because you suck. You don't work hard enough. You don't go after
it. And that's not always true.
And that's most of the time not the truth. But and then what they say is the reason why you're not bro. Listen to the look into the shit I just played. Well, and I'm gonna put it in the shit here so people can hear what they said
about the middle class.
Yes,
shit.
That literally was an attack on people who are sanitation workers who go to work and do everything. They are attacking union people.
Sanitation
workers. And the real problem is, and the real problem with our society is this: is that we as people who actually do work don't get paid to do the work. The people who are doing the day to day shit. Don't get paid right to do the day-to-day shit. We get paid to sit back in the office and say, hey, you know what might happen? You want to do some speculation? That's when those are niggas who get the money. Not the niggas who actually spend 40 hours a week for their job.
So I can see what you're saying with the criticism. Like, if they're saying that they're helping the black community, they could help the black community in masses with the
more tangible
methods. Yeah, by attacking the base of the black community that needs the most help. I can see what you're saying with that.
But that's not...
But I do understand what y'all are saying because that's not their...
That's not their bag. If
that's
I'm saying, hey, I'm here to help people,
they said that
and then y'all come up to me and nobody gets helped, I just tell y'all some shit, then am I helping people? No, I'm just selling you something.
Fred, help so what's wrong with them trying to help a target audience?
Because
that's what
that's
you're...
Because how many times do I have to explain this shit? Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, you're not
it's because they're not... Because that's what I'm about to tell you again. Because they're not, you have a target audience. They're using language not to go to their target audience, but to go to everyone in the community. They're using revolutionary language. language that was used by the Black Panthers. People who would not, who would call them sham artists.
That's not
Fred Hampton would call them trash.
So so we're looking at it like that and not looking at it like this is something that everybody can do.
Because it's not. It's not. Everyone can try to do it, but everyone will be successful. And how they pitch it to you is about outcomes. Yeah, the way they pitch it to you in a way of outcomes.
Now, everybody won't be successful with anything, so I'm not going to... That's not... I wouldn't...
But the way they pitch, pitch your outcomes is your fault.
But no, what I say, what I would say is that everybody can do
some of the things that they do.
Too many people are doing it. You just aren't doing it the best.
No, it's not. It's, some people don't... Like, a lot of the shit they do, because I watch them, a lot of the shit they talk about and do, you got to have money to do it.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What I'm
saying? Well, you got to
have money to do it. You got to have money to do a lot of shit, right?
And you're saying the rest of
the... But I'm saying if you don't have the money to do it,
you won't be able to draw that audience.
It's on your part to build this money up to be able to do it. That's the same shit.
But don't use the language of a specific audience to draw a specific crowd that isn't capable of making that up.
Thank you. That's exactly all I'm saying.
What's that?
Don't use the audience of a particular group, that especially of a revolutionary group, who has tried to do change to the status quo, and then all you do is spew the status quo. All
right. Nah, so, where your leisure, guys? Just, Fred don't like y'all. So,
yeah,
do with that what you will. Let's move on.
You got it. That shit sounds ridiculous.
I know, because we all want to be
rich. That shit sounds ridiculous.
This is something that it's hard to say.
Motherfuckers is providing information that was never privy to us, and now they're being judged off of that information because white supremacists. So what the fuck is the black supremacist? What are they supposed to say that makes it more black? To talk about fucking unions? To talk about fuck out of here?
Yes, it is.
Fuck out of here, yo. That shit sounds crazy.
That's revolutionary. That's what. Oh man, revolutionary seems to sound crazy sometimes.
Because somebody who works, I'm gonna use your example. Somebody who works as a sanitation worker.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Who has good financial literacy, though, it doesn't matter where the fuck you work, because sanitation workers get paid, mm-hmm. right? Who has financial literacy can do what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, and then you also can't do it? The sanitation worker who has a kid who's sick that he has to pay bills on. You know who else can't do it? But who has a wife who's sick.
Those are more often than not to take precedence.
Yes, I know.
Your leisure?
Because y'all are over here wanting to focus on the 8% that are going to jump. Because
Fred is saying it's more of that is a larger percentage of who our people are. So if you're going to provide information
their target audience should change from what it is.
If they're going to use the language we just here to make niggas some money if you got it. That's not what they do.
You don't watch the show.
I do watch the show.
I have watched the show. That's why I'm sitting here. So
I'm literally going off of a clip that they just talked about where he criticized the working class.
I'm listening to this.
I have too.
MG the Morgan's guy who part of EYL, he literally says on this show, I'm here to make you money, folks. I'm here to make you money. He knows what he's talking to.
No.
I'm here to make you money. You can't fucking go look at clips on fucking Twitter and then try to judge these niggas off of what they're doing. They made more people money than they haven't.
Yes, they made people with money. But the way they pitch it as, they talking to people who are everyday people. That's what y'all keep forgetting. They are pitching this people.
I know you're illiterate to this.
No, I'm not.
But there are everyday people like my fucking self.
Yes.
I'm an everyday person.
But I can do the things that they're doing.
You
have other things that other people.
It's people with kids who got that.
Authority. You keep talking about your...
He got a son.
Yes.
He can do the shit that they say.
He's in the majority. Some of the shit he can. Some of the shit is just yours.
Okay. We can't do everything.
Oh, my God. You're not listening. Provide the information. No one's saying that. You're providing under information to anybody who under the sun can do this.
Operating like everyday Joe.
That's what's going on.
No, that's how you're taking it.
No, that's how it is.
Because they're not talking to a black... First off, that's irresponsible for a black person who is not in a situation to do the things that they're talking about to go out and move that way. That has nothing to do with EYL. Secondly, that They're not talking. They're speaking to a massive. They don't want it to. You want them to speak to act like they're talking to that 8%. No, I'm talking to the regular Joe. Because, yeah, you may not be able to get these three houses like I'm saying you can do in 1 year. But you can get one and build your portfolio off of that. Even with a kid. It's bigger than I got a kid. I got a family. All that. That shit doesn't matter. You have to be financial illiterate. You see what I'm saying? You have to know how to manage and budget your money.
Yes.
That's where it comes down
and
to.
The question is,
regardless of the rate,
wages have not gone up. Corporations are recording record profits.
And guess what?
And wages are not
going
up.
They're not necessarily talking to those people.
And I'm criticizing them for using the language of talking to those people. Man. And they're not.
So
that's what I'm saying.
I just want to know. Last question. What language should they use?
The language of greed. Use be with the nigga from Wall Street. The Douglas nigga. He's the actor. Use that language.
Okay.
Preach that language. Don't come to my people who are working class people who need unification, not ideology, not individuality. Don't come to us talking about what we not doing and criticizing us on the lives that we live in. Fuck you, earn your leisure.
I agree.
How about that?
I agree on the unification.
Friend, I can't wait till you get some paper, boy.
What do you mean? I come
please,
from
money.
I come from money. What are y'all talking about?
We gonna
I come
great.
From money.
My friend gonna
my
be giving that shit
money.
Out,
y'all, y'all forget
like,
that,
right? You mean?
Y'all forget that, right? Like, my parents have money.
Friend
right?
gonna be I have super, a boy. I can't wait. I can't wait to get my money for
I'm
Fred when Fred gets
I'm straight. I have a trust.
I think.
I don't. That's the thing about it is I'm really with this shit. I'm
so
not here to help. I'm here to help people.
You
don't have
point.
The life.
So are you
going to
be giving it out? I need some money, Fred.
If I have it, money. I'll give it to you. You know that. You ain't never looked at me. Niggas in this room. It's plenty of niggas in this room who asked me for money. And I gave it to them every fucking time. Because that's the kind of nigga I am.
And you're saying that that's not the kind of nigga.
Every fucking time.
That's not the kind of nigga that they are.
I don't
are.
Know who they I'm not talking to them now. I'm talking about what they have said. That's and they're thing. Not for the people. So I'm going to keep it a beam. I'm who I say I am. Earn your fucking leisure.
But that's tough. That's almost like.
We got to add a beam.
That's like saying that every.
We got to be a TTNP. Earn your leisure.
That's like saying that. Every black person who's providing information.
No. That's about how you serve. It's about how you provide.
But I do agree with what Rhetoric said on a lot of that shit. Like, because I am one who is for, you know, unification of the black community. And I don't have a trust. I don't have any of those fucking things. Like, I don't come from money. My family, I'm first generation. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here trying
to that's why this shit's so funny when niggas try to take
I'm trying
to build
it's crazy. It's crazy
like,
that we're trying
about.
To build that.
I comes from that.
I'm it's crazy that.
I'm a real proctor.
But to me, that's that mindset that's holding us back. Because you're sitting here acting like they're talking to individuals. And that's how I know that you don't watch this shit. Because they say collaboration more than collaboration
yes,
over
collaboration
competition
in
time. So yeah, you may not have everything to do it, but if you got it, he got it, and I got it, he got it, he got it, and I got it, we can put our money together
and
we can make it happen.
We're going to exploit somebody else.
Oh,
that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Doing what?
Whatever we put our
same
money together
to do. Same
thing
that his job doing to him.
So if we
everybody's job is doing to everybody, which I'm saying, why we need unions? Oh my God! It's like it's all coming forward, sir.
No, so, I mean,
instead of saying let's make money, you
no, saying
why
saying,
we?
I am.
We need to shut this down.
Saying,
I don't want to make no money. Exploit nobody. You call it exploitation? It's called a need. People need somewhere to stay.
I'm saying when you go to work for your job, you deserve twice as much as what you do because you know why? They make three times as much as what they paying you. That's why.
And that's what you want your leisure to talk about. Man, come on, bro.
But no, I do agree that
doing something is two different.
And the way it takes a group.
So you putting so let's hear the solutions.
I just
said.
I started.
Everybody come and say we not going for this unless we get $30 an hour.
Unions
somebody here from the side.
No, I'm saying what can we do?
I just told you
come
we can all get together
and say,
put our money together.
Fuck
say
it.
Hey, we don't need all the nice clothes we wear. We don't need all the shit we wear. And we say, hey, we gonna put our money there and survive
company.
Until we get what we want.
Niggas aren't gonna go for it. Niggas will not come.
Yeah,
because
you know why? You want to make sure you got your nice shoes. You want to have your nice jeans. You want your hair cut every week.
Earn Your Leisure is telling people how to build generational wealth.
No,
it's
not. Telling one person who might get lucky how to do it.
Oh my God. See, and that's how I know you just looking at clips. You're not watching.
I look at what's going on. I look at the
last.
No,
you're not. No, you're not.
I'm not gonna sit up here and say I watch every episode, but I do watch a lot of it. I watch 19 on the channel. I watch all that shit. A lot of that shit is good shit. A lot of that shit don't work for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Everything's not for everybody.
That's life.
They got nothing to do with
either. When they go criticizing people and talking about people's lifestyle, they go at everybody.
Everything don't work for everybody.
Oh, yeah, I know you seen that clip. Yeah, that's why you smirking. Because you seen that clip.
Everything don't work for everybody. And there is something that needs to be done about, you know, work and labor and wages. Because rent is going up. The price of things in the store, everything is going up.
But the wages.
And wages aren't going up. Which does cause an issue with society.
Profit is wage theft.
With, you know, as far as renting, buying houses, all that shit. It just causes a
conflict. So finding out.
I'm not saying that that's earn your leisure's responsibility.
So let me ask you this. Finding out ways to build off of the money and the way that the economy is set up now isn't something that's privy to our community.
That's good for you as an individual, not for the community. What's good for you is if you got a little bit of money, take it in, grab some people together, and tell, hey, y'all motherfuckers don't go to work until they give y'all what they want. Do what y'all want. That is what's going in the community. That is what the words that they're saying would actually ring true if they actually preach. But they
that is why people are going to be living on Skid Row.
No, niggas on Skid Row are not doing that. Keywon, what are you talking about? Niggas are selfish as fuck on Skid Row.
There's some motherfuckers on Skid
Row. Come on, bro. Fuck capitalism.
Some motherfuckers on Skid Row who go to work and can't afford nowhere to live.
It's niggas, bro. 40% of people with a full-time job don't have a home.
A lot of people are homeless.
Come on, bro. I know you're going to shine from it, and you my nigga. I'm glad you was able to do that.
I just don't think that scenario, because I'm not disagreeing with that case that you're playing with the union. But I don't think that is somewhere where we belittle what Earn Your Leisure is doing.
Look at the clip that I said. The nigga literally went at union type.
Okay, and then for that same argument, because I remember you having a strong argument for what Ed Reed went on there and said about Bethune. So if it's true, we got to start holding people accountable. Yes, so if what Earn Your Leisure said is true, then we need to just start holding each other accountable. Shit. We can't sit here and knock him because he said some shit that may have not been politically correct. You see what I'm saying? Because he said the truth. Same shit that you was. Hey, Ed Reed, he shouldn't have said it. He shouldn't have said it on internet, but he said the truth.
I said he shouldn't have said it publicly. That's all I said. You can go.
But they did it. They did it. He said it publicly. Ed Reed, it's the same situation. It's the same situation.
And
doesn't that mean that you should agree with what he said on Earn Your Leisure? Because that shit was some facts.
No, I don't. Because what he said on Leisure was criticizing working class people.
I'm
always going to stand with working class
people. You got to have working class people to make shit.
The reason I had the life that I was afforded was because my dad was part of a union. My mom was part of a union. There
you go.
Okay. I understand both perspectives of this. I really do. You know what I'm saying? I think that there is... both points you guys are making are valid. You know what I'm saying? Like, Earn Your Leisure.
And that's my man. Hey, I don't know. Not too much on Key. That's my man.
No, it isn't their responsibility.
He's a capitalist, but that's my man.
It isn't their responsibility to, you know what I'm saying, help the whole fucking black community and all that shit, like you say. Mm-hmm. But they should take that responsibility of, you know what I'm saying,
doing real work.
Saying things that don't draw in people who, you know, aren't able to participate in the things that they talk about. You know what I'm saying? So I can't understand what you're saying, but I do think that the working class people, the wages that are being paid and things like that, as far as society goes, does need to be addressed. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying Earn Your Leisure got to do it, but that shit is fucked up.
Don't worry,
you know
I got a project.
I know now,
up.
Like, I'm looking for somewhere else to stay, and I'm looking, and I make good money. You know what I'm saying? I make good money. Like I'm talking to somebody the other day, and they had to make me realize, like, bro, you are an exception. Like, just because you do this shit, bro, niggas ain't doing that. Niggas don't have the opportunity. Niggas don't make what you make, like, without no degree. This niggas went to college don't make, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. I had to put that in perspective. Like, yeah, I do. I am blessed to make a good bit of money, you know, for my yearly salary. But even me looking at somewhere to stay, I'm looking like, yo, this shit is expensive. You know
what
I'm saying,
bro?
This shit is expensive to live in a capable, you know what I'm saying, comfortable home with me, my son, my girl. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of room with all of our kids. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, shit, that costs a lot of money, whereas it wasn't like this, you know what I'm saying, 30 years ago. We, you know, I grew up in a home where just as many, you know what I'm saying, kids is what I got now. You know what I'm saying? It was just as many of us with my mother and father, and you know what I'm saying? We had a nice home, and it wasn't, nobody was breaking their necks to pay any bills. You know what I'm saying? So I think that is something that does need to be addressed. You know what I mean?
Because, again, and my last point on this, you know who the people who are raising the rent? The niggas who listen to Earn Your Leisure. They're the niggas raising your rent. Because you know why? Because they ain't really business people. They just fucking clowns who heard someone rate on the internet, got a little money, and now they can't afford to really be a landlord.
That's not true.
There's some folks that's doing that, bro.
It's not true.
There's some folks that are slumlords, bro.
It's not true.
You know that. It's folks that are slumlords. You know that. It's folks that are slumlords, bro.
It's not true,
Fred. It's some folks that are slumlords.
It's not true.
Y'all know that.
People rent go up every fucking year.
Yes, because folks is greedy every year. Everybody's greedy.
Because the economy changes, motherfucker.
Because people are greedy. The economy is made up in our heads, sir. It's a made-up thing. We make it all up. That's why this shit is always hilarious.
Listen to this topic. This nigga ain't here.
I know, because if you read, a book, it'll tell you. We make it up.
Because I'd say this, and this is what I'm going to say last thing before we finish the show. The Fed just, the government can make money whenever they want to.
Thank you.
They can print this shit like nothing.
Inflation, all inflation is.
Shit ain't backed by nothing.
All inflation is this.
Motherfuckers like, goddamn, man, we need some money. So we gonna print goddamn $30 billion and throw this shit into the economy.
And you know what inflation is? Inflation is to say, we print $30 billion, we were getting 10% of the money in circulation, so now we're still going to get 10% of the money in circulation. That's what inflation
is. Money
is just, that's all inflation is. I promise you.
Now the money has less value. Not think
because it has only reason because somebody else said
it's crazy. But hey, man, this is a great discussion.
That's just where we live in. You can't. We can't.
We can change it. We can. Yes, we can. The system we live in is because a bunch of idiots before us were able to get to it first. I promise you, we can get a bunch of smarter people and change shit.
The one way to change it, which was something that was done before, is to get rid of central banking. But that's a different thing.
We can do that too.
Central banking actually, was. We actually had a thing where there wasn't central banking. That actually was a time where we didn't have central banking.
I don't like talking about fantasy all day.
It's not impossible because it happened before. It was a time. We had no central banking at one time where money was actually backed.
This nigga just said a word who, it's going to be most people who hear this shit, has never heard of the term central banking. They were asleep during history class when that happened.
But so hey, like,
that's their fucking
fault. But what I'm saying is we have to make it cool now. We have to be the ones who we dress up like Jay-Z and put out
that's
real
why,
facts.
That's why I like this our podcast, and I try to, you know, we do joke around a lot. Yeah. We do, you know, talk about a lot of bullshit and nonsense and crack a lot of jokes. But, like, these conversations right here is the shit that, this is why I do the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because this shit is important.
And me and Kiwan, that's shit. My man. Like, I want y'all seen us talking and going back and forth. That's my man. So,
this
like,
shit is,
we've been talking about this conversation since we was in fucking high school.
No, this shit is important. And this is this conversation that need to be held by black men.
For sure.
Black community, black families, so that we can get back to the point where we were a self-sufficient, you know what I'm saying, race and community. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got more guests coming on. We got Dr. Umar. We're going to have Charleston. We're going to have, you know what I'm saying, Tracy, my boy from Georgia Southern. A lot of people.
Got some black creators going
to
come on this
you know, yeah, some black creators and people who are a lot more privy to these discussions who can kind of give their insight so that we can challenge, you know, the thought of people out here who listening to the show and see what can you do as an individual to help the community as a whole. You know what I'm saying? That's all that really matters.
For sure.
But we appreciate everybody tuning in. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. Rhetoric.
Greatest podcast in the world.
Jody. Prime Time. EP for Management. Dub Don Dada on the boards. It's your boy Outlaw Uop. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. We out, baby.
Yes, sir.